Jan Peter Francis Moth. Or if you do any business here in St. John's, Frank Moth. Big Frank Moth. My brother. Frank's a wheeler dealer, an experimenter in enterprise. He sold fishing tackle, distributed adult magazines, organized discount vacation packages to Indosamnesia, brokered cheese. If you've dealt with him, you'll never forget his ebullience. This is his natural condition. He is a happy lad, in love with life. So you may be surprised to know that Christmas always finds Frank in a black funk. Frank has been diagnosed as having a seasonal emotional dystopia. Why? Well, Mom puts it down to the coincidence that bad things have always happened to Frank around Yuletide. True, he suffered a nasty shock from a bad set of Christmas lights back in 69. He did get ptomaine poisoning from some Christmas turkey that had gone off when he was in the army. And granted, Moth Ultrafeeds declared bankruptcy on Christmas Eve, 74. But that's not it. No. Now, the roots of Frank's problem go all the way back to 59. That Christmas, more than anything, Frank, aged 11, wanted a new pair of skates, and not any skates. He wanted a pair of black, and only black, CCM Tackaberries. No other skate would do, no other presents were requested. This, despite the fact that my parents had repeatedly told him we could not afford such dear skates. I recall Mom saying over and over, "What else would you like, Frank?" He only wanted the Tackaberries. At night, Frank and I could overhear Mom and Dad arguing about it. Mom was inclined to consider it, Dad not. "I'm not mortgaging the house to buy a pair of skates that are going to last the boy 3 months." Well, Dad was right. We were growing like weeds. "Paul can use them next year," countered Mom. "Paul? Paul? On skates? The boy can barely walk, let alone skate." It seemed certain that Frank was not to get his wish, and by Christmas Eve, I think Mom had adequately prepared him for disappointment. Then I enter the equation. How mean kids can be. We were safely tucked in bed. Frank's eyelids were getting heavy, and I whispered across the room, "Frank! Frank! I saw the presents. You're getting the Tackaberries." He didn't squeal with glee. He didn't jump up and down. He simply smiled a beatific smile of peace and contentment and drifted off to sleep. The next morning, he bounded downstairs, tore the wrapping off a big box, and found inside a winter coat. And a pretty tooley one at that. He didn't display any emotion whatsoever. He merely thanked Mom and Dad with an ice-cold courtesy that was far beyond his years. Before you judge me, though, I should say that there were many salvos fired in the struggle between us siblings, and that Frank, too, could be cruel. He buried me alive for a week. He twice caught me on fire. He later had sex with one of my girlfriends, but I confess, the Tackaberry Deke was the most vicious stroke. And why do I tell you this now? Because last week, I dropped into our local antique dealer, the Brace and Splinter Reliquary, selling off some of Dad's Old Norse artifacts, and there I spied a vintage boxed pair of never-worn black Tackaberries, priced $600. And you know, if I didn't hold a deep conviction that Christmas has grown too commercial, I would have bought them for my brother Frank, whom I love. Merry Christmas, Frank.